Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network.
Enjoying a Built Bar together.
Yes. Nothing better than some sports radio, a little Built Bar during the break.
You want a romantic idea? Lady and Tramp, a Built Bar with your lady. How's that sound?
I'm sure that'll go over very well. By the way, on the update on the NFL quarterback front, report out of Houston. Per sources, Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson met with new Texans head coach David Coley on Friday. In that meeting, Watson is going to say, you're thinking, okay, maybe he's like, okay, let's put this behind us. No, reiterated that he wants to be traded and told Coley he has no intention of ever playing for the Texans ever again.
Oh, wow.
No change from Watson's end. He remains dug in. You think he's going to stay with the Texans?
No.
They have to trade him, right?
Yeah.
Even if it sets a bad precedence out there.
I think they need to trade him. Sports is going to continue to evolve. I just can't believe like how many guaranteed contracts there are in the NFL compared to when I was in the NFL.
Yeah.
Guaranteed contracts, there might be one every two teams. Now you might have four or five on a team. Like, things change. Transfer portal in college football was non-existent and was actually taboo and kind of frowned upon. Transfers were looked down on. And now, you know, you transfer, people are just out there free transferring all over the place. Things are continuing to evolve. And when you watch James Harden say, I've had it, put on 20 pounds, and haphazardly goes out on the court and just kind of lazies around a little bit until Houston's like, what else do we have? We have no other option.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
Yeah.
And if I'm the Houston Texans owner and I hear this conversation with the head coach went this way, I'm calling down to my GM and I'm saying, get him out of here. Get what you can for him.
Yeah.
And then we're having a meeting and sitting down and saying, all right, next time we get a franchise-like quarterback, how can we make sure that we don't burn a bridge like this? What did we do?
Well, that's the thing. You got to look at your culture. I remember asking, I think, it was Craig Smith. I asked him about the free transfer rule that's going to come down the NCAA probably later this year. And I said, how much does that affect your world? He's like, well, look, I mean, if you have a great culture in place and players and you recruit good players that are committed, that have a certain amount of loyalty, and you treat them well and you treat them fairly while you're there, it shouldn't be a huge problem. You're going to lose some, yeah, from time to time. But if you develop a good culture – and you earn the respect of your players, you're able to improve who they are as a player. They want to be pushed. They want to be developed. And if you're able to do that and you're able to win some games, then it shouldn't be a big problem. And same thing here. Like, I think everybody's looking around this like, oh, no, quarterbacks are going to be demanding trades right and left. Well, then develop a culture where they don't want to be traded.
I was thinking about this. Let's just take Donovan Mitchell, for example. Let's say Donovan has just had it and he wants out of Utah. Well, we would look at Donovan as being a sensible person. And instead of saying, oh, Donovan's just a crybaby and, you know, I can't believe this is – well, forget him then. It would be, wait a second, he's a sensible person.
Yeah.
What is happening in the front office? What happened to burn that bridge? Why does he want out of here? And instead of being mad at him, I think we'd all need to stop and look and say, wait a second, what's causing them to want to leave?
Yeah.
Well, that's what Houston needs to do. They need to look around and say, why is Deshaun so upset? We're bringing a new head coach. We've changed some things. We're telling him we'll make changes, and he still wants to go. Well, we need to fix us. We'll fix us, and then we'll be able to hold on to quarterbacks. But I think that fans should be as curious about the Houston Texans organization as they are Deshaun Watson and what type of character he is. Because, you know, every team out there is looking to bring him in right now.
Oh, yeah. And how? Who would you rather have, Russ Wilson at his age, Deshaun Watson at his age?
Russ. Because Deshaun's not a proven winner to me yet.
Yeah, I'm the same. I would take Russ.
I don't know.
Even at 32 over Deshaun Watson at 25.
Yeah, I don't know if Deshaun Watson's a winner. Deshaun might be just a couple game getter, but talking about a proven,
yeah,
driven winner.
Lloyd, where are you at on this?
I'm probably going to go the same way. If I get, at least for sure, could get a, if I put a team around him, could get a couple wins with or Super Bowls possibly with Russell Wilson versus Watson. Just don't have enough winning there.
Yeah, I think you're. I mean, that's kind of the way I look at it too. I just
give me a couple. Give me at least one Super Bowl. I'll take it. Whatever.
Give me give me a couple playoff wins.
For right. Final. Yeah. Okay.
Hey.
Fair enough.
Okay, you guys, with your Scotty with your Broncos and Lloyd with your Raiders. Let's say you could have on loan for 1 year, just 1 year on loan.
No.
The choice between Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, or Deshaun Watson
or Derek Carr.
No, Derek Carr. On loan, 1 year. Who are you taking? Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Deshaun Watson.
I feel like this is
I go easy. Russ still.
Yeah, still going Russ.
Over Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You saying Tom Brady's done?
No, I'm not saying he's done. I just think that I think you got a better chance for – you're just talking 1 year.
1 year loan. Oh.
I will. He's not even getting to the NFC title game next year.
Yeah, I'm still going to go Russ.
Tom's done.
Okay, Lloyd. By the way, you saw that the Pittsburgh Steelers are working on a deal to bring Big Ben back.
Yeah.
Why does it feel like they're just gritting their teeth and say, fine, bring him back? They don't seem real enthusiastic about it.
I just think they know that it's at the end of the road. And I think they want to move on, but you can't. It's like the whole Kobe Bryant thing. Like, you know you're not going to win with him, but you can't get rid of him. And you have to honor him, and you have to placate him. He's eaten up a ton of your salary cap space, but he's won you a couple titles, so you got to play the game a little bit.
Won a lot of games to start the season last year.
Yeah, they were 11-0, but, boy, they weren't great.
They spiraled down quickly.
Yes. That's a tough call there.
If he wants to come back, I think you got to let him come back.
Yeah, you do.
He's still winning.
But sometimes you have to have those hard decisions. You got to be like, hey, you know what? It's time for us to move on, and we really like for you to retire so that we can just do this the right way. And so we don't have to kick you to the curb, but we're kind of ready to move on here.
He's sitting there seeing Tom do what he's doing at his age. Goes, man, I just got to keep one more time.
Lloyd, did you just say that the Bucs won't even come out of the NFC South?
No, I said they won't get to the NFC title game.
Next year?
Next year. They won't get to the NFC title.
I agree with you on that. I think next year is the last year Tom Brady plays, and I don't think it goes particularly well.
It'll just go average, I'll say. It'll just be okay.
I need to take a look at their camp roster and see.
Well, I mean, that Shaq Barrett's a free agent, that Godwin's a free agent. I mean, there's
people
a lot
are capitalizing on some salary.
As they should, too. Yep. I mean, if you're a good player on a great team and you're hitting free agency,
got a strike.
Go get yours.
I think Barrett would go back to Denver.
No. Oh. No. If I were him, I wouldn't.
Yeah, me neither.
It's like, remember Alvin Harper, wide receiver for the Cowboys?
Yeah.
And won, I think, the first couple Super Bowls with Dallas. Was a free agent. Tampa Bay just gave him a truckload of money. And you knew as soon as you go to Tampa Bay, you'd never hear from him. But he's like, I'm not going to get that money here in Dallas. I got to go get it. Yeah. I got a ring. Time to go get mine.
And you never heard from him
again. Never heard from him again. And you kind of knew all along you were never going to hear from him again.
Yeah. I'm going to reserve comment on that with Tampa Bay. I'm a little bit surprised Lloyd would just go shooting off at the hip like this.
Well, it's not the first
time. What do you mean?
Well, you're just kind of firing off your mouth over there like you're Nick Wright.
Okay.
Tom Brady had a cute little – that year he had was adorable.
It was adorable.
is that how you would describe last year?
It was cute. It was adorable.
Okay.
I mean, it's like, you go back, it's funny because that Tampa Bay team was close to falling apart. I mean, they were 7-5 and then turned it around and ended up winning the whole thing. But it just, it seemed like for a moment there, it was all coming, it was all crashing down.
I know I made the pick preseason that Tampa would win it, and I know I stuck with it. I did feel like, Tom, there's a good possibility, but I would be lying if I didn't feel like Kansas City had the edge. I thought that it would be a really difficult game for Tampa Bay, but to see Tampa Bay just blow Kansas City out of the water, I still feel like he's got something in the tank. And this team defensively was masterful when they applied. Now, I know that they're going to lose potentially some talent. I've got to look at that roster, see who's back before I'm going to make that comment.
Yeah, great point. Hands and Scotty, this is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network live here at Built Bar. Let me go down some of these favorites. Caramel brownie.
Yes, I'll take them.
Cookies and cream.
Yep, please.
Coconut almond.
Yes, I want that.
Raspberry.
I'd like that too.
Mint brownie.
Please.
Have you tried the mint brownie?
Yeah, I like it.
I don't know if I've tried that one or not.
I like it. You know I'm not much of a mint guy.
Yeah, I'm not either. And for today and tomorrow only, you have the cookie dough chunk. That's available as well. That's going to end tomorrow. So you got to make sure to take advantage of that. Go to BuiltBar.com and get that 20% off.
These bars are delicious. They're nutritious, jam-packed with protein, limited in calories, 150 calories right in that range. 3 to 5 net carbs.
And I'd fuel my muscles.
It will fuel my muscles, and it will fuel your muscles, too. They're so good to eat after a workout. You know, you're feeling depleted, you're feeling hungry, your guts aching a little bit. You throw in those Built Bar back, you know you're getting the protein, you're getting that energy, the 150 calories. But you know you're not like just destroying your day with sugars that you're just going to fall apart with.
Yeah.
But you're hitting that nice, sweet taste of those Built Bars too. Milk chocolate on every bar. Or white chocolate. The white chocolate cookies and cream right now is the leader in my clubhouse.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, if I were to, you know, if I'm Dan Roberts and I'm calling these bars out onto the floor, I'm calling out that white chocolate cookies and cream first. Because it's delicious. And I might call it wit chocolate cookies and cream and mispronounce it.
I did not tell him to do that. You got to know that.
Somebody did.
No, I think he just screwed up and said Hans. Now, I will say this. I didn't tell him that it was Hans, but I would hope that he would have known that. Yeah. All I did was put in the Gus line.
Which was worse, too, to have it compounded with Hans Olsen playing for his dead dog, Gus. I couldn't believe it.
Playing in the memory.
I felt like running off the sideline right back into the locker room, changing and leaving the charitable event.
I'm sorry about that. That's my – okay, no, I'm not – I did the Hans thing, that was not me. The Gus thing, that was me, but mostly also Clay Jensen too. Clay was involved in that.
That whole day spiraled downwards when a 5-year-old cancer survivor was getting packed by a 6'7" former quarterback for a game-winning shot. Could not – I'll never believe that actually happened. If that kid wasn't on my shoulders, I'm trying to hoist this 5-year-old cancer survivor up to hit the game-winning shot for this charity basketball game. And a former NFL quarterback swatted him.
Denied!
And then a former NFL punt returner got the rebound and took it to the other end and scored for the win for their team.
Instead of passing it to a 12-year-old girl who could have hit the game winner on that end.
Correct.
And when talked about, and when he came on the air the next day, we asked him about it. He goes, "Well, she missed the shot at regulation. I wasn't going to chance it."
She had her shot.
You know, I'm telling you, moments like that, despicable moments like that, are really unrivaled. It's just you don't see anything quite like that.
Hey, if you're a Weight Watcher and you need a good bar, go to BuiltBar.com.
This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
Time to welcome in Jovan Buha, the Lakers beat writer for The Athletic.
From the Laker perspective, which team concerns you more, the Clippers or the Jazz?
Right now, it's the Jazz with how they're playing. Some people have defaulted to, well, every year there's a regular season team that breaks out. It's not legit. But I think with the sample size that we're seeing now, you can't discount that. I've personally been a big Utah guy the last couple of years. Like, I felt that they were the third best team in the West each of the last two seasons. I buy this. I think they're really, really good. I think this shows what happens when you keep a core together and just add some pieces around the fringes, and this team is very dangerous.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Recall.
Did you miss the big topic of the day, the big interview? Or maybe you missed another of the guy's shenanigans?
Recall.
It's time to recall all the great and not so great moments of the show.
Recall.
It's Total Recall with Hanson Scotty on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Recall.
Hanson Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Time for another edition of Sports Roulette, or excuse me, not Sports Roulette, Total Recall. Recapping some of the bigger moments of today's show. Every Thursday we get a chance to chat with Kurt Heelan. Always a great conversation. And we talked about last night's game with the Lakers and the Jazz dominating performance. So he gave an update on what he thought of this Jazz team at this point.
Yeah, that was a good... It's a feel-good win. I don't think anybody, Jazz fans included, are like, wow, that's what it's going to look like in the fall. Because teams evolve, and obviously the Lakers will look a lot different then. But that's another good sign of just how well this team is playing right now, how well it's come together, and the level it's hit. It's playing top five basketball at both ends of the floor. And look, nobody is as consistent. Nobody is as good as them right now. And there's no reason that they can't carry this over to the playoffs and be right in the mix in the West. Lakers and Clippers will obviously be there in the end, but there's no reason Utah is not now part of that conversation for me. They have a real chance of advancing. This is, you know, There's always going to be doubters because, guys, we kind of do this with all sports. You can't win until you win, right? Like, LeBron was a guy who couldn't win until he actually won a title, and even Jordan was, you know, oh, he can't win a title until he actually did. So there's a certain level of that. You're going to have to prove it, but to me, they're right in the mix. It's been fun to watch.
The dismantling of the Lakers, though, and I know that, do you take anything away from that, even though that AD's not out there and Schroeder's not out there? Is there anything you can take away from that, or you just say, hey, let's wait until these guys play in the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm not taking too much away from any regular season game, especially the Lakers right now not only are short-handed, but even before that, they looked like a team that was not just kind of physically tired, because I think everybody's in the league is pretty physically tired from the, you know, all these games so on top of each other, but mentally tired. They look like being in the bubble, then the short turnaround and being back in the season, it finally looked like it started to catch up with them. They look like a team that's already counting, you know, they're counting the days till school's out with the All-Star break. Like, they're ready to move on. And, you know, to Utah's advantage, part of the success of having a good, you know, having a good season and playing a little above average is when you catch teams, right? Every team is up and down, and at some point, you know, you could catch Detroit on the wrong night and suddenly they beat you because they've got, you know, guys, you know, Blake Griffin jumps in the hot tub time machine for a night, and you're like, where did that come from? So it happens, and you caught the Lakers at the right time, man. That matters. Like, it helps the schedule. It helps the standings because they're not that team right now, and it's way too early to say they're not going to get back there, but they've got a lot of work to do to get not only just healthy, but the Lakers got a lot of work to do to get back to the cohesion that they played with in the bubble. They're not there yet.
Yeah, I was thinking about the way this team was built, Kurt, and I think a lot of credit goes to Dennis Lindsay and his vision. you know, you've drafted in Rudy Gobert. You drafted in Donovan Mitchell. You got an undrafted player in Royce O'Neal. You went out and got an undrafted player from Maccabi Tel Aviv in Joe Ingles in 2014 and brought him over. You know, you've built this through the draft, through undrafted athletes, and then you've made a couple of good trades. I want you to talk about Dennis's vision and this the build of this team.
It is so hard to get the continuity thing right, too, isn't it? Like, we've seen other teams try it, and we're, you know, hey, we can do it. It comes back to player development. You've got to have the right coach and staff in place, which they do. You've got to have the right player development team. Now, how much work? I mean, you can, and that's the thing I think people in Utah realize that people don't around the league. I mean, Donovan Mitchell was not a sure, you know, hey, take this guy top three type of pick in the draft. He slid a little, and he was better than that, and they saw through it. They've got Rudy later in the first round, and how many years did they have to spend developing him physically, right? Like making that lower body stronger and more stable to do the things they wanted. And Rudy, give Rudy credit. I mean, Rudy puts in the work. It's not like he was not some passive participant in this. But you've got to pick. It's hard to pick the guys. The Spurs were great at this, right? Not only finding guys late, but finding guys with the right attitude to put in work, to put in, to do what it took to either play the role or become the best player they can. Utah's vision for finding those guys and plugging them in and finding guys who fit, like you said, like Ingles and going through the draft. That's not easy to do, and it speaks to a real franchise mindset. There's just, you see it in some sports where some teams like, why do these franchises keep succeeding? Well, they make smart decisions, and they trust their staff to do it right. And Utah's there. It's just Dennis Lindsay deserves all the credit in the world, because this isn't something where you're like, you know, I don't know. This isn't the Knicks where you're like, hey. If we can just, or the Lakers, where if we can just draft enough guys to be good, we can build up a bunch of trade assets, and then because we're in this big market, we can just go land, you know, LeBron and Davis or whatever. Like, and I don't want to take anything away. They played to their market, right? But it's a very different thing to do it the way Utah is going to have to do it, because that, you know, and you're not at the top of the free agent list, and they have done it. They've put themselves with those teams by just being smarter than everybody.
There you go. That's Kurt Helin from NBC Sports and ProBasketballTalk.com joining us earlier today on the show. If you missed any part of that conversation or any part of the show, all you have to do is search on your podcast platform, whether it be iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, whatever the case is. Just search Hans and Scotty, and you'll be good to go.
Think about the way this team has been built, and it's just really intriguing to me. The patience that it's taken from the Quinn Snyder hire to the Donovan Mitchell pick to the Rudy Gobert pick and development to the trade the loss of Gordon Hayward, which led to so many different things, to the acquisition of Jordan Clarkson, and also the acquisition of Mike Conley. Think about how this has been made. They've done a lot of their work through draft and development. The bulk of their work is draft and development. Right?
Yep.
Or undrafted with
Royce
O'Neal.
Well, I mean, yeah, so you got undrafted Royce.
Undrafted Joe.
Joe, but acquired via, I don't know, you want to say free agent. I mean, they got Joe off the scrap heaps,
yeah,
apparently. And then so you got drafted. You'll go Donovan and Rudy, and both of them via trade through Denver. Free agency, Boyan.
Favors in trade.
And then Clarkson trade.
Conley.
/ free agency. You know, because you got Clarkson via trade, but then you also re-signed him via free agency. So I'm going to put Clarkson, because Clarkson ultimately chose to be here this year.
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to put him under free agency. So you got two players via draft, two undrafted players, two via trade, two via free agency. Those are your eight big dogs. Am I leaving anybody out there?
not a major. You've got George Niang, but
yeah. But I mean, those are your top eight there. It's pretty impressive.
It is, but your top two were team drafted.
Correct.
So I think, when we were talking about how the Jazz were going to build a contending team, remember we took Oklahoma City as the model. Wasn't it Oklahoma City that we were taking as the model that it would have to be in the draft and through development?
Yep. And that was when, that's when they had Harden, that's when they had Westbrook, and they had Kevin Durant all on the same team. And you're like, ooh, what's got to go the Oklahoma City model there.
And Ibaka?
And Serge, yeah, you're right, Serge Ibaka, yep.
That was a really good team, and most of that was done through the draft and through development.
Yep.
And I remember thinking, man, it's going to be a long wait before we see the Jazz with a contender, if they're having to do it through draft and development. But look, there's a couple of major trades and free agency movements right there that Mike Conley is a dramatic change. Getting Derek Favors back has been a dramatic change. How did you end up with George Niang? Why is that slipping my mind?
He was undrafted free agent. Was part of your G League team. Came up through the G League.
Was he cut by the Pacers?
He floated around for a while. I don't even know. I wonder if he got drafted.
It does. It says 50th overall.
Oh, good for him.
Second round, 50th overall by the Pacers. He ended up in Fort Wayne with the Mad Ants. Not AUNTS, but ANTS. Mad Ants.
Yeah, you don't want your aunt to get mad at
you. Oh, man. Then he was with the Santa Cruz Warriors.
I told your mom not to marry your dad.
He was a loser from the jump. And then, as you mentioned, with the Salt Lake City Stars in 2018.
And look at him now. Gorgeous Georges.
Gorgeous Georges soaring with the Eagles, man.
Yep. All right, final segment coming up next. Get you ready for the Big Show straight ahead right here on the Zone Sports Network.
The Big Show. The Big Show. With Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
Longtime NBA video coordinator. He's Mo DeKeel with us. Your thoughts on what you've seen from this Jazz team thus far?
You know, the thing that's most interesting is this is the team everybody was expecting last season. You're seeing everybody more comfortable in their roles. It's not just Mike Conley having a better understanding of the system and a better feel after his first season, but, you know, Joe Ingles going to the bench was an adjustment for him last season, and he's more comfortable in that role. Getting Derek Favors back has been huge. They're playing at a great level, and the other thing, too, is they've just been red hot from three, and I think that's been a big thing for them.
Catch the Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7, presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust, on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hey, you and I are going to be out and about today, or tomorrow, excuse me, down in Orem at the warehouse location, 86 West University Parkway. Savings so great, it'll blow your mind. Boom.
Really excited to be back with them and that family. And I think it's been well talked about with the Big Show, some of the struggles that they're going through. And Scotty and I, our hearts and minds are always with Tom and that family. And I'm excited to be back at the warehouse. And yep, we are going to have a huge blowout sale. And Scotty and I are going to bring the heat. And if you're out there, you need a bed frame, if you need furniture.
Yep, any kind.
Get ready, because tomorrow we're going to be dropping the big deals for you to come in and get some incredible.
We're not messing around tomorrow.
No, we're not messing around, because they got to clear that store. Yep. The whole house. They got to clear out. So we're going to try to get as much moved out of there as we can.
Get it done, for sure. Big thanks to Built Bar for letting us hang out here today. And if you have not been to BuiltBar.com, well, shame on you.
Shame on you. You can go out there and get an amazing bar And we'll talk about that in just a second. I'm going to give that a good solid 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. The remake, Post Malone remade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Only Want to Be With You.
Yep. We listened to it a little bit during the commercial break.
I'm going to give it a good solid 6. I'll tell you why it's a 6 and not higher.
Okay.
That's a hard one to make yours.
Yeah.
And he didn't go far enough into the realm of Post Malone to make it his. So Post Malone, it was a little bit too Hootie Rendini.
Even sounds a little bit like, I forget the name of the lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish.
Darius
yeah.
Rucker. Yep. Who's now a country singer.
Yep.
But he just didn't make it his enough.
There was a, do you like Weezer, by the way?
Love Weezer.
So Weezer, yes. I don't think, it wasn't last summer, but the summer before, they did a, they issued an album of covers. Remember the one, Africa, was on there by Toto? And it was great because you're like, oh, Weezer's doing this song. But they sounded exactly the same as the originals. And there wasn't a lot of variation there. I'm like, well, I might as well just go listen to Toto if I want to listen to Africa.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And so they didn't, you know, you got to, when you do a cover, you got to put your own little twist on it. So you're like, okay, that's Post Malone doing Hootie.
Did you think Post Malone, well, by the way, where did you find this?
I saw it pop up on Twitter. It was on Rolling Stone tweeted out a link to it.
Can you click play and let some of it play through your microphone? I really just think that.
I think I may have lost it.
Well, I think people are interested in this stuff. You know, people like this kind of stuff. At least I do. I just wish it was, and that's a really tough one because you've got one sound that will be attached to that song. So remaking it and trying to make it your own would be extremely difficult. For instance, Johnny Lightfoot took our closing song that we've been playing for years and years. He remade that, and he's got the complete Johnny Lightfoot touch and feel to it. The same with the It's a Small World.
Yeah. No.
Or, no, which got the whole world in your hands.
There you go.
Not It's a Small World. And so there's a, you know, there's a personal touch and feel to it. I just don't feel like Post Malone went.
All right, you ready?
Far enough. Yeah. See, that's very Hootie-ish, isn't it?
That's very Hootie,
yeah.
All right.
I still like it, though.
Oh, no.
Because I love that song.
See, I'm going to give it a 7. I just because I like the song, and it's got a little bit there.
So would you send him to Hollywood?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If he showed up, and you and I were the judges of American Idol, and he did that, you'd send him to Hollywood?
Yes, I would.
I'd say it's not for me, Doc.
And I'd
say, look, go back next year, come back, make it more your own, because I think that you've got potential and a little less auto-tune, and come back and we'll see what you can do with it next year.
So you're Randy in all of this? Yeah. Is Lloyd Paula Abdul?
Yes. Oh, man. Couple of somas, messed up fingernails.
Lloyd's over there just sipping back on a snow cone, not a care in the world.
Back in the day, were you a bigger fan of Paula Abdul, Shania Twain, or Janet Jackson?
Different eras, a little bit, but Shania Twain every day of the week and twice on Sundays.
Shania takes the cake?
Yeah.
All right, let me throw in Sheryl Crow.
Ooh. Sheryl Crow won.
Obviously, Shania slightly did. Different eras, slightly different genres, but
yeah.
Sheryl Crow?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was something else. Great singer. I still might put Shania number one.
I remember when that Any Man of Mine came out, that got a lot of people's attention real quick.
It did.
All right, big thanks to Built Bar letting us hang out here today. Remember, you got some great bars available for you. But the cookie dough chunk is it's wrapping up its availability. Will not be available. It ends tomorrow. So you have today and tomorrow to get that bar. And remember, go to BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code ZONE at checkout to get 20% off hands. But I'm telling you, this is the time to go. Let's make it happen.
That cookie dough chunk is so delectable. It is so delicious. Covered in chocolate, cookie dough chunks on top of that Built Bar. And it is so good. And it's still about 160 calories. It's packed full of protein, 20 grams of protein. You've got 3 to 5 net carbs in all of these bars. Scotty's mentioned it. Go in and just get that that mixed box that's got the caramel brownie, the cookies and cream, coconut almond. You can try them all, including the raspberry, the mint brownie, and others. You can try them all. You can see exactly what you like. But you need to get the box of cookie dough chunk, too. You will thank Scotty and I when you get that box of cookie dough chunk.
Make it happen. Go to BuiltBar.com. That's BuiltBar.com for more information. And remember, Zone on checkout gets you 20% off. Big Show next. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.